Hello, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
What?
I said goodbye, everyone.
But we just got here.
I know, but today we're going to talk about goodbyes. And I don't like goodbyes, so I thought I'd get it over with early. So, goodbye.
John, that's silly. We're going to talk about a goodbye today. But it's a happy goodbye.
How can goodbyes be happy? You miss people when they go away.
Yes, but in this case, the goodbye means that someday we'll have a wonderful hello.
I think you better start explaining this. Our friends are going to be really confused. At least I'm confused.
Our story today is a story of goodbye. It's when Jesus finally left his friends on earth and went back to heaven.
During those wonderful days after the first Easter, we were all so happy and excited to be around Jesus. He came and visited with us many times, but he didn't stay with us all the time.
We had to get used to the idea that Jesus wasn't always going to be eating with us every day, teaching us and telling us what to do. It was time for us to get ready for the wonderful work of God that was planned out for us already.
One day, a few weeks after that Easter, Jesus took some of his special friends and walked up a mountain. We didn't really know what to expect, but we kept following Jesus.
When we got to the top of the mountain, Jesus spoke to us. He said kind and wonderful things about how much God loves us. He told us that it was time for him to go back to heaven so that he could prepare a place for us to come and be with him.
He promised we would never really be alone. The Holy Spirit would come and help us do the important work God had planned us to do.
And Jesus told us how important it was for us to tell others about the good news, so that they could be God's forgiven children too.
Then, when he had finished saying all these things, Jesus started rising up into the air.
We were pretty surprised.
We were very surprised. Jesus kept going up, 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 until we couldn't see him anymore.
There we were, just standing there, looking up into the sky and wondering what to do next. And that's when the angels appeared.
They asked us what we were doing, just standing there, staring up into the sky. They said, "Don't you understand? Jesus has gone back up to heaven, but one day he will come again, just the way you have saw him leave."
Then we understood. Jesus had gone to heaven to prepare a place for us. But one day he will come again, and we will all go with him that time. And we'll live with him in heaven forever and ever and ever.
In the meantime, we're not supposed to just sit around staring up at the sky waiting for Jesus to come back.
We're supposed to be busy loving people and teaching them about Jesus so they can be God's forgiven children too.
Well, that was the story about goodbye, but it makes me happy to tell it.
That's because when Jesus said goodbye, it was so that he could go and prepare a place for us in heaven. That's what our Bible words for today tell us. Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." That's from the book of John. Can you say that with us? Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you."
How about our big friends say it with us too? Jesus said, "I am going to prepare a place for you." That's wonderful news. A happy goodbye.
And now it's time for us to say goodbye so that our friends here can head over to Sunday school.
Good idea. Bye, everyone. See you next time.